Thunder Bay, City Administration is bringing forward a final report on the proposed indoor turf facility at Monday's council meeting. There is a mandatory bid cap outlined in the report of $42.7 million. This would ensure the project is within the city's approved financing strategy for up to $44.6 million. A $38 million limit for the facility was previously approved by the council last November. This latest report outlines three options, with city administration recommending option number three. This option is highly energy efficient and would have reduced certain unnecessary components of the build. A screenshot of the costs for three recommendations from city administration for the proposed turf facility. City of Thunder Bay. Michael Venizal, president of Soccer Northwest, said the purpose of the new report is to show city councilors that the facility can be built cheaper. It is a step in the right direction, but it's still just a step when this goes to the developers and they get to come back with their own designs of what the facility will lay out like, what it will look like on the exterior. When they come back with that final dollar, then we'll know. The previous amount approved by council was $38 million in late 2023. If the city and council decides to spend more money on it to make it more energy efficient, that's up to them, Venizal added. But they have to understand that they'll be the ones raising the cost on that. McKellar Cowan. Brian Hamilton said he hopes his fellow council members don't solely focus on the cost of the proposed facility. We've got to focus on the cost. There's no question about that, but I mean, functionality, sustainability, there's all kinds of other factors that we have to evaluate before we make our final decision. City staff are recommending against the prefabricated model, saying that it wouldn't be able to be upgraded down the road. Hamilton is referencing the possibility that the facility could have a centralized heat distribution system. Doing it right is making sure you've got, not only lower operating costs, but you're able to tie that into a centralized heat distribution system that we could do for all the facilities in this area. So I think that's really important that we get the project right. Hamilton is confident the project will get passed by council. He also said the city's changing demographics influence the design and feasibility of the facility. We very much have more Southeast Asian students, international students, and immigrants moving to Thunder Bay, and turf sports are what they play. We're playing cricket, we're playing soccer, and that's ultimately for the Thunder Bay of the future, Hamilton said. He said having a turf facility will also make more sports accessible to those with varying incomes and disabilities. This is the facility of the future, and it's also important to remember that turf sports are really low barrier. Turf sports are accessible, they are affordable, and ultimately this facility is going to meet the recreational needs of the future. In my mind, we've got to do it. The report also outlined the cost that would be passed on to taxpayers, as options 1 and 3 have a municipal tax levy impact of 0.7%, and option 2 has an increase of 0.9% for residents. A screenshot of the three recommendations from city administration for the proposed turf facility. City of Thunder Bay.